Although I do it around the world, I do seminars on biblical Christian music, and I try to make sure I'm talking about biblical issues, not preference issues, not what you like and what I like, but what God likes. And it's very important. You know, it's not a coincidence that when we read in Ephesians chapter 5, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be not drunk with wine, but be ye filled with the Holy Spirit. That the very next verse says singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. The very first phrase after being commanded to be filled with the Spirit, we are commanded to sing. And so God the Holy Spirit should be in control of the kind of music we use in our churches and incidentally in our homes and in our hearts. Because if we're listening to something different all the time, we're going to start to want our church to change their styles of music too. Because we learn to like that which the world... You know, it's easy to learn to like the things of this world. It really is. The fashions, the styles, everything. And we need to be careful because we're not supposed to be conformed to this world. We're not supposed to love the things of this world. That's why it will not hold water. Excuse me, I might be getting myself in trouble, but I'm used to that. I've been in trouble before. But when we try to choose our music based upon what young people will like and what they won't like. You've been a young person. Some of you still are. And you don't always like what you ought to like. A lot of times you like things you shouldn't like. So that should never be the basis. It's also interesting that in Colossians, it says, turn to Colossians chapter 3. Just look at it because it's not a coincidence. And I'll get to my message in just a minute. Colossians. Now, when I go looking for scriptures in the Bible, sometimes I go the other way. Because you do know that in Japanese, this is not the book of Revelation. This is the book of Genesis. And this over here is the book of Revelation. When the Japanese write, they don't write across this way. They write starting at the top and down. I told one of my Bible college classes one time that God didn't want us to read that way. If God had wanted us to read this way, He would have put our eyes that way. But He didn't. So God wants us to read this way. But one of our Japanese Bible college students, who is now pastor of the third church we started in Japan, and I'm going back next month to be in the 50th anniversary for that church. And I'm excited about that. All of these 50th anniversaries make me feel really old. But then the Lord brought me here to this church, and I see our dear brother, who's 102 years old, and he looks younger than I do. So it's encouraged my heart. I'm going to just keep right on going. But I'll be back in Japan for the 50th anniversary of the Nishimaiko Baptist Church. And I'm excited about being there. Pray with me for them. They really need new property and a new building. They are totally outgrown the property they have. And property in Japan is very expensive, so we need a miracle from the Lord. But I'm expecting it. God is in